It's Bay 93.9 with James Bay and Hold Back the River. It's 18 to 6. It is the Tuesday edition of The Catch Up with Daryl and Roxanne. Joining us in the studio now, Chris Mackey, our psychologist, to talk synchronicity. Chris, welcome.
Hello.
Hi, Daryl. Hi, Roxy.
Now, lovely to see you. I know you're going to tell us about a synchronicity experience that you've heard about, but I'm going to really quickly share one with you that happened to me this week.
Terrific.
I had been meaning to get in touch with a local community organisation for a client of mine in my business. And so I sent a message through, and then the person rang me and said, "That's so funny because I was going to get in touch with you and I was just looking at your website the other day." And I was thinking, I've got to get in touch with you. So now we're getting in touch with each other and it's perfect. And I said, that is synchronicity, like what Chris talks about.
Terrific to be on a wavelength, Roxy. It's also propinquity. You're well connected with each other. Yeah.
There you go.
Well, Chris had a synchronicity moment trying to get in the building because of our renovations. They've moved the button, so he said, I just left it up to the universe, and he made it up to level 3.
There you go.
I normally try to be a bit more controlled than that, but I've got to trust in the universe, and this segment seems to work out.
Well, it worked out today beautifully.
That is wonderful. So what's your story? What have you got for us?
Okay, well, this story was an intriguing one that I heard when on Saturday I was speaking at the Theosophical Society bookshop in Melbourne, and a fellow about synchronicity, and a fellow came up afterwards and he told me, I think a little delightful, quite touching story. And it's about how he was visiting New York last year. And he's feeling a little bit guilty about his visit because it was paid for from an inheritance that he got from his mum, and his mum had not been very well off. And so he felt that this was, you know, like say, spending a fair bit on a trip. But he was travelling through New York and felt compelled to get off at a station at Lincoln Square. And he found this public library for performing arts, and he went in and they had a big Frank Sinatra exhibition on. And he thought, that's nice, because his mum was a huge Frank Sinatra fan.
Oh.
He thought that was delightful, a nice connection with his mum. Well, he told his sister. His sister was telling a story with her niece at a secondhand bookshop, and this book fell off the table onto the floor, and they thought, what's this book? And they picked it up and it said, Why Sinatra Matters. Just as she's telling the story, and they open up the book and they see it's dedicated to an Esther Newberg, and this fellow, his mum's name was Esther. So
that
nice little
crazy
connections. So I think he felt a lot better about his New York trip and thought his mum would have approved,
she
I think.
She absolutely would have approved. That is extraordinary. They must have just looked at each other and you would feel, that's pretty freaky.
It is. And sometimes people feel a connection with someone who's deceased, and that there are ways that people can feel that someone who has died is looking to get a message across in some way that manifests in the material world, if you like, and that's called hierophany. It can be someone like hearing a voice or seeing something happen that they think that's really got the mark of the person who's deceased. And if that happens in everyday life, we call that hierophany.
I hear the voices a lot.
No,
different
ones. Could be something else there.
Yeah, that's a whole other thing, Dale. And we have talked about your medication.
Now, listen, if you've got a story of synchronicity, why don't you give us a call here at Bay 93.9, 52299939, and share it with us, because we're talking.
Love to hear about it.
Synchronicity with our psychologist, Chris Mackey. We'll be back after this. Synchronicity with our psychologist, Chris Mackey. And plenty of things coming up in your world, aren't there, Chris?
Look, there have been. It's been a good week for synchronicity. The book came out in Germany yesterday in the German edition Synchronicitat. So that's
Synchronicitat.
Fairly exciting.
That was a very good German accent.
Sorry.
No, it's not. I've got no clue about German, I must admit. I couldn't read a word of the book myself, but anyway, hopefully some people can.
Wow, isn't that amazing? That's amazing, isn't it?
It's very pleasing that that people are interested in translating it into a different language. And on Synchronicity 2, there's a talk on Sunday. Talk this Thursday, the 27th, at the Geelong Library at 6 o'clock on positive psychology and synchronicity. That's at level 5 of the Geelong Library. So if people look at the Geelong Library website, then they can book in through the What's On section.
So anyone can go along to that.
That's right. It's a free talk. Anyone can go along, and that's part of a series of four talks talks. The first one was last week on different themes around positive psychology. And so next week it'll be people from the Positive Education Institute at Geelong Grammar talking about positive psychology and positive education. And the week after it'll be Hero Town talking about ways of acting heroically in different aspects of life.
Oh, yeah. Wow. That's really interesting stuff. See, does it feel strange for you? I mean, I know we often talk about other people's experiences, but I'd be really interested in how you feel about it. Synchronicity is something you've been interested in for such a very long time, and you finally sort of got the heroic sort of courage to write the book and put it out there. And now it's almost like, well, the world, including Germany and a lot of other nations, are opening up to your ideas. That must feel really quite amazing.
Well, what really is pleasing is the connections you have with other people. And I think synchronicity is about connections, like you and your colleague when you were thinking of getting in touch with each other, or this fellow whose story I told and his connection with his deceased mother, Esther. I think it's about connections. But for me, some of the satisfying things are getting an email today from a young German traveller that I met on Saturday at the Theosophical Bookshop. And he said after that talk, he was more open to following his gut feeling. And he'd been looking for certain things around Melbourne, certain shops or whatever, and he hadn't found them for hours and he found them instantly. And a few other things that had just happened in the days since, including meeting new friends that he felt were resulting from being more open to his intuition and gut feeling.
Well, you've said that, haven't you, Daryl?
Well, it made sense. And when we first spoke about it, or when I first listened to you speak about it, it was the situation of you've almost got to be open to something happening, because a lot of the times we can close ourselves off and go, no, this is, you know, it's almost like blinkers. We're blinkered into this situation and we just put our head down and we do what we do without opening ourselves up to something, well, new and possibly exciting.
Well, it's a good way of putting it. And we're used to, you know, thinking rationally and logically, and our education system's very much about that. But it's also good to be open to our intuition. Mm. I think women tend to relate to that a little bit more readily than many men do. Yep. But I think that there's a balance to be found in combining both our reason and logic as well as our intuition.
Oh, awesome. It is so lovely having you come in, Chris, and just a joy. And I love hearing all the stories. It's wonderful. And good luck with your talk at the Dome on Thursday night.
All right, Chris, we'll catch you again in 2 weeks and we'll talk more synchronicity. Chris Mackey, our psychologist, thanks for being part of the catch-up.
Thanks very much, Daryl and Roxy.
Here at Bay 93.9.